مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Welcome to this new great lesson. Actually, in this lesson, I'm going to teach you many great phrases for being rich or poor. As you can see, the person on the left is really poor and the one on the right is rich. So let's learn 10 practical nice phrases for a person who is rich and poor. Try to write down these phrases or try to memorize them or remember them. Please focus and try to learn these important phrases. So let's start with the first one. The first phrase is, he's short on cash. Do you guys know the meaning of to be short on something? Well, to be short on something means not having enough of something. For example, I'm a little short on cash right now, so I can't lend you anything. So this guy here, he doesn't have enough money. This is a really nice and important phrase, to be short on something. Number two, he's broke. I think you have heard this phrase many times in different movies and clips. Broke. It means a person has absolutely and definitely no money. But people use the word colloquially to exaggerate and to make it a little worse, to make it sound worse, actually. So a person who is broke, he has no money. Yeah, for example, 2 months ago, I was broke. I had no money because I bought a new car and I had no money in my account. I had no money in my pockets. Number three phrase, he's just scraping by. Scraping by. Scraping by means to live with barely enough money. So we can say to be able to buy only the little and the most important things you need. These days, some people have financial problems and they are just scraping by. They have barely enough money to live. Very nice phrase. Phrase number four, he makes minimum wage. Yes, some people make minimum wage, which means he makes a little money and earns a minimum salary. Yeah, some people don't have actually decent and good jobs and they just make a little money. They make minimum wage. Remember this phrase. Phrase number five, a very good phrase, a very useful one, is he's pinching pennies. He's pinching pennies. Can you guess the meaning of this phrase? Actually, he's pinching pennies means to spend as little money as possible. So when we were first married, we had to pinch pennies just to get by. This is a very good example. Exactly. When you get married, actually, there are lots of costs, lots of things you have to spend money for. So you have to spend a little money as possible. You should actually pinch pennies. Phrase number six is, he's quite well off. Yes, he's quite well off. He's quite well off. Actually, well off here means wealthy and being in a really good financial condition. I think Cristiano Ronaldo is quite well off. Yes, he's really wealthy and he's in a really good financial condition. He has a lot of money. Yes, everybody knows that. And phrase number seven, she's loaded. I think it's very clear to understand from the word loaded. Loaded means actually to have a lot of things on something or in something, right? So here, loaded means having a lot of money and being very wealthy. To be honest with you guys, my grandfather is loaded. Yes, he's having a lot of money. He has a lot of money in his bank account and he owns 3 houses. But he's a little bit stingy because he doesn't want to share it with anybody. Phrase number 8, she inherited a fortune. So, guys, we have to understand the verb inherit here. Inherit something from somebody means to receive money, property, etc. from somebody when they die. For example, she inherited a fortune. A fortune means a lot of money. She inherited a fortune from her father. Yes, but I don't think I will inherit anything because my father has no property. Unfortunately, number 9, she's rolling in dough. Dough here is a nice expression, a nice word. So, dough, of course, is a slang expression for money. And rolling in a dough means that you are having a lot of wealth, you are wealthy, and you are very rich, you are having a lot of money. Yes, rolling in a dough, or rolling in dough. My girlfriend, actually, to be honest with you guys, she's rolling in dough. She has a BMW new car. I'm really jealous of her. And the last phrase, she's making a killing. This is a very nice slang. Sometimes we hear this phrase in movies. So this is an informal way to say that she has a great financial success. Yes, she's making a killing. Actually, my aunt, she's making a killing. She has established a new company and she's making a lot of money. She has a great financial success. So that's it. We learned 10 great phrases here in this lesson. And actually, we're going to use all of these phrases in real situations in the next lesson. And after that, we can see how these phrases are used in different clips and movies. So please write down the phrases that you think important and try to improve your English. And if you have any questions, please ask me. Thank you. See you very soon. Hello and welcome back, guys. This is time to use these expressions, these phrases in real situations. So are you ready? It's time to see how these phrases are used in real situations. So we learned 10 important and great phrases, like always. And here, let's see how these phrases are used in different contexts. So as you can see in this picture, they are poor or rich. I think they are rich. So Jack goes on vacation once a month. He's got a really beautiful wife, yes, and really big boat. I guess he's rolling in a dough. Yes, that's right. Rolling in a dough, which means, do you remember? Yeah, which means a person who is very rich and very wealthy. And his wife has a big hair salon. She's making a killing. Yes, she's having financial success. Good for them. That's perfect. And I think it's good for their children. Like a children. Yes, you're gonna be born in a really rich family. That's perfect. I wish I had a father like you. So, situation number 2. Oh my God, look at this jet and this expensive car. So I'm sure they are speaking about something very expensive or rich. Here, this woman you see in this picture is the owner of many companies. She's quite well off. So as I told you guys, well off means a person that is very rich is well off. Or a person who is in a really good financial situation. I heard she has inherited a fortune from her father. So inherit, as I told you before, means to get money, property, something from somebody after they die. Good for her. Oh my god, look at this picture. Two brothers, or I guess they are friends. And these two brothers are trying to find a job to help their parents. Yes, they are brothers. So they are just scraping by. Yes, they barely make enough money to live. And their father is making minimum wage. He's making as little as possible money. That's really bad. I feel really sorry for such families. I wish you could guys find a better job. And situation number four. In this situation, as you can see, a wife and husband are sitting. And they don't look really actually good. I think they are in a bad mood. So Jack and Sarah are just got married, and they are in a really bad financial situation, as I told you. So they are pinching pennies. So can you remember pinching pennies, as I told you, as I explained? Means spending as little as possible money to get by. I think they just got married and they don't have enough money, so they have to spend a little money. So that's it. We use some of these phrases in real situations. In the next lesson, we will use all of these phrases actually in different clips and movies, and you will get more familiar with their pronunciations. So let's jump to the next lesson. Welcome back, everybody. We use all of these phrases in different movies. This is the time for practicing and to check your understanding. So here, as you know, that I'm going to ask you some questions, and you must answer my question and check yourself and see if you can still remember these phrases. Again, I have to tell you guys, if you can't remember or don't know the meaning of these phrases, please come back and review the lessons. And for any questions, please let me know. Thank you. Okay, let's get started with the first question. The first question: what is the phrase we use to speak about someone who barely have enough money to live and survive? So, what is it? Can you remember? Yes, that's he's just scraping by, having barely enough money to live and survive. He's just scraping by. Very nice phrase. Question number two: what is a phrase for someone who spends as little money as possible? Can you remember it? What is it? That's his pinching pennies. Yes, pinching pennies. Spending as little money as possible, especially if you are in a really bad financial situation, like when you get married, you have to pinch pennies. And the last question: how many phrases do you know to speak about a person who has a lot of money? I think there are four or five phrases. Can you tell me those phrases? Yes. Can you remember them? Yeah. First phrase, he's rolling in a dough. He's making a killing. He's loaded and she's well off. Yes. All of these four phrases actually can tell us that this person is rich and in a good financial situation. So that is the end, and I hope you have answered all of these questions correctly. If not, please come back and review. For any questions, I will be always there. I hope you have enjoyed this lesson about being rich or poor. Thank you.